And we're doing a little bit of history today. We'll have later in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Sigsworth of the North Ridgeville Historical Society. Joining us now is Carol Clear. You're also in the Historical Society, right?
Yes, I've been a member since I left my position as editor of the North Ridgeville Press. I had to stay involved with the community, and I joined the Historical Society.
Probably points where you think, wait a minute, I covered this story, now it's history? How did that happen?
That's probably true. It kind of makes you sit back and think. But that's how I got into writing two books about North Ridgeville, because, again, writing is just, well, somebody once told me I have ink in my blood. So I had to keep writing. So the first, you know, the first book was written 2008, and that's kind of an overall history book.
What's it called?
It's called Images of America, and it's a pictorial history of North Ridgeville. And then the second one, which just came out in July, is called Legendary Locals. And that's about the people.
So the first one's sort of about the place and the buildings and that sort of a thing, the structure of
right.
it. This is about the individuals over
right.
time.
Exactly. And some people are, well, a lot of the people in this book are still around North Ridgeville. Some are deceased, but a lot of them are still here.
The book, as we talked, I think, over the summertime when this first came out, what has been the response, especially from some
great.
Of the people?
Oh, great. Yeah, people love it. People love it. But interestingly enough, they still want the other book. I didn't realize that. We stockpiled some at the Historical Society, and we just had Holiday on the Ridge was Saturday, which was a citywide festival kind of celebrating the holidays, and people came in to the historical museum. They wanted both books. I was really surprised. It's a good thing we had them on hand, you know.
With Legendary Locals, what kind of feedback have you had in terms of maybe somebody says, you know, you could have put me in that book?
Oh, they don't know. No, people in North Ridgeville are not that boastful.
Okay.
Not, but there are other people that have said, why didn't you have so-and-so and so-and-so? And I say, you're right. Why didn't I? I didn't think of it. But with this Arcadia Publishing, published both books, that is what they do, history. And they allow just 128 pages. But with this Legendary Locals, I had to have at least, well, over 100 people that were profiled. And everybody's now saying, well, what about book three? I'm not looking to that right this minute.
It's a lot of work, right, to do something like this.
I don't want to say work, effort. I don't want to, because it was... I love doing it, and I love talking to people. I always did that when I was an editor, interviewed, and that's the same format that was with this. So I love doing it, but the first book they gave you, I mean, it's a contracted thing and everything. First book, they allowed 9 months to do it. This book, a year. So that kind of tells you it took a little more.
Right. Now, you talked about as in the newspaper business, they're always looking. You're always looking for the story, or the story below the surface story. Any interesting stories of the people that are in this book that you really like or talk about?
Oh, golly. Each one is an interesting story. And some people, some are sad, some are happy, some are just, you know, they're regular people. We have one, there's a woman at St. Peter's Church, Wanda Jerko. She's in her 90s every single day. She climbs the stairs. If you have ever been in St. Peter's Church, going up to the choir loft is quite a trek. And she climbs there and plays the organ every morning for church. It's wonderful what she does. We have on the other side, Alex Sismore, the 14-year-old boy that a car hit him as he rode his bike on Route 57. And it sounds odd to have a 14-year-old as a legend, are considered legendary. But that word, I did look up that word, and I mean, he was very well known due to that situation. And I called his parents. I thought, this is maybe not a good thing, but I'll ask them. 5 minutes later, they called back and said, yes, we want Alex's memory, you know, in the book. And there are some people, they're in there because they are talented, very talented. Spencer Meyer, I don't know if you recall him. He grew up in Northridgeville. He's now world tour. He's the pianist. And I knew him. I did stories when he was like about 8 years old, and now he's in our book. So it's just a variety of people.
We've had him on the morning show, and if we look at this book, actually, we've had quite a few people pass through the morning show over the ages.
So you can be a resource now that we can just, what do we do?
Let's
just
go to Carol's book.
Yeah, you just right. Sort of include the phone numbers for everybody. Make our job easier, Carol.
Right, right. Yes, sir. I'm sure that's very true that you've had, Mayor Gillock is in the book. I mean, after all, he is the mayor and has been the mayor. It's only right that he should be in this book. And I see you have Dale Knoll. And Dale is, she is retiring very soon. We had to have her, and she's been such a help to me. In fact, when I was writing this, I said, Dale, do you have any scrapbooks from the chamber? And you should have seen my living room then when I went and got stacks of scrapbooks from her. So we've been good friends for a long time.
Many times with legendary locals, you find out all the people sort of behind, you know, there's government, there's mayors that you know about and the people that run the city, but then there's a lot of people just in the community, businessmen and just volunteers that kind of make everything run.
Right, exactly. And one of those is June Yost. I'm sure you have talked to June Yost. She's the director of community care and has been for a number of years. She is just a wonderful person, does wonderful work. And as she tells us, you would think, or we would hope, that things are getting better in the community. But still, with people out of jobs and so forth, they help provide food and gifts at Christmas time. So June Yost is one of those volunteers. We have another one, Regina Comerford. I've known Regina, well, again, I've known her for a long time. She's one of those people that volunteers for everything. I mean, she's just all over the place, you know, and she probably was one of the first people I thought of when I was going to write the book.
We'll have June on, by the way, tomorrow. She'll be on our
really?
Program tomorrow.
We're even in the show here. We've already taken people
I know.
Out of
she'll
here.
Be back with us tomorrow.
Good.
What makes this community so special to you? Obviously, you care deeply about it.
I do. And originally I'm from Toledo, Ohio. Long way from Northridge. Well, 2 hours. But and then for a while we lived in Lorain. And then we decided to come here in Northridgeville. Where in the world is Northridgeville? I haven't a clue. I've never heard. I don't know where it is, which I like. I'm sure people are loving hearing this. So, but it's true. I make no bones about that. Then I found that if you take Colorado Avenue from Lorain, you end up in Northridgeville, right at what is now the Liston Funeral Home. And Bob Liston is in there, and my husband is a funeral director, and he's retired from the Liston Funeral Home. So, you know, it's just kind of, and then we got involved, and we have seven daughters. And when you have children, you get involved. That's what involves you in your community, the schools, the volunteer things, all of that. And when you start meeting so many people, and becoming so active, you can't help but love this community. The people are all so nice. I mean, granted, I crossed swords with a few when I was an editor. That goes with the territory. But hopefully, we mended fences along the way. And it's, yeah, I mean, anything that people want, you know, we're both my husband and I are active.
The book is Legendary Locals of North Ridgeville. Our guest today has been Carol Clear. You also have the other book, which is the picture history of North Ridgeville as well.
Correct.
All the different buildings that are still standing and some of those that are no longer there as well. And